Part 32, Chapter 3. Chirk collected the company personnel records for him, and Johnny went through them one by one as they were handed to him. Just now, she had a big, thick, tattered folder that was all water-stained and mildewed. Johnny took it. It was the record of one named Soth, an assistant mine manager who had served in the compound near Denver. Johnny had never seen him there. He must have kept to his room or his office. Some of the reason was visible in the record. Soth was 180 years old. A cyclo lifespan was around 190, and it meant that Soth could not have been feeling all that spry. But there was more in the record. Since the age of 50, Soth had never returned to Cyclo. He had been shipped all over the universes, serving 2 years here, 4 years there, but never a return to Cyclo. He had even been cross-fired on rigs every time, a thing that was very unusual, as almost all cargoes went via Cyclo, and Johnny had thought that all personnel did. In fact, this insistence on using Cyclo as a transfer point was the main bottleneck on the expansion of the Cyclos. The transshipment platform there could only handle so much cargo and firings in a day. Johnny had already started doubling up platforms in places, one to receive and one to fire. Johnny studied the record. Soth, after graduating from mine school, had been an under-professor of ore theory. It all seemed quite usual right up to the age of 50, when abruptly he had been assigned as an assistant mine manager to a very remote planet. And for the next 130 years, he had been shifted continually, always retaining the same rank. It was an oddity. Johnny went through the reams of records on him, and finally found one of the same date as his original transfer from Cyclo. It said, "Unsuitable for teaching profession. Fla, Chief Catrist, Gru Clinic, Cyclo." That little slip of paper had condemned a being to obvious exile for 130 years. No other black marks evident. Always seemed to have done his work, nothing negative otherwise. Instead of going straight to Soth, Johnny instead made a test with Maz. This Cyclo, at whom Kerr was mad, was one of the biggest Johnny had ever seen. He had been the local planning engineer. Remembering the Chamco brothers, Johnny loaded up a hand blast gun just in case, positioned himself in a room where he had lots of space to back up, and had Maz brought in. Maz's teeth were gleaming behind his faceplate. He sat down easily enough. He was a bit surly.
"I hear that Kerr clown has been saying I won't work,"
began Maz with no preliminary.
"Contract or no contract, if you think you can put a midget operations officer over the head of a planning engineer, you's in trouble."
"He just wants to get the tungsten mine going," said Johnny.
"What's the point? You can't ship it to Cyclo. You finish that."
Johnny thought he might as well dive in now rather than drag it out.
"If you'll give me the mathematics to compute the location of the next ore body, I'll work it out."
Maz scowled. Johnny prepared to draw.
Somehow,
said Maz, and his scowl deepened.
"I don't think I'm supposed to talk mathematics with an alien."
He thought it over. He lifted a back strap of his breathe mask and scratched under it.